December the 23rd, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Mirage Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is El Islam, the tafsir of Imam Warfiuddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blocktalkradiomirajspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Sajda, man bring material and science out of the earth. Allah above those who have knowledge. So you go down in the floor and you make sajda. You make one and you say, glory to my Lord the Most High, three times. What is this addressing? Civilization first, conquered in the name of physical strength and power, might, weapons, but then science comes to them out of the earth and gives them another superiority that puts them in a situation where the mighty nations in material strength could be defeated by them as though they were inferior in material might to those nations who had science and used it over the heads of the others. And they defeated those people, pardon me, they defeated those powerful, mighty nations. So Joshua, that is the throne of power. So this is a graduation for the rise of nations. Here they are, they go to the earth, and they get out of the sciences, and they sit on the throne, Joshua, that is the throne of power. So they rise up and sit on the throne, one, but you can't stop there. Knowledge is not what you should bow to, and that is not what you should set upon as your authority to rule, not knowledge only. So you go down and you recognize that God has given us the sciences out of the earth, out of the material reality, and you say, glory to my Lord, the Most High. They start calling themselves the mighty and start calling themselves the ulema. God says in Quran, wafukukuli dahi ilmin alimun, translated, above every knowledge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing. He is the Most High. So knowledge, what they know, made them higher than the others. So now they are ruling because they are higher in knowledge, not because they are necessarily stronger in the physical mass or power, but because they have more knowledge. So you rise up from Jasala and say, oh Allah, forgive us because we went wrong, even though we recognize you as the Most High. What we found made us blind to the truth, and we got absorbed in our own knowledge and forgot you. So we say, oh God, forgive us and have mercy on us. Then you go down again and you come back up, and you begin the compliments are not for any but for God, for you, God, the most deserving of this. That I have been giving these kings, queens, trying to get them to accept me and their kingdom and welcome me in their presence. When I have a chance to speak to them, I have been telling them, Hayakumula, Ya'arani, God give you long life, getting rid of those false masters, throwing off those oppressors, and prayers are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do? So they can get the graces of the man. God give you long life. May he protect the kingdom forever. I mean, may he give you all the riches and all the beautiful things. I mean, so who are you praising for? Not to God, but to this God that you want him to be nice to you. Then they say to the ruler, good Lord, good master, we are living so much better. Now under your rule, you hear me, my brother? This is a good man. No, salutations and prayers are for God, not any salam, not any grandizement or praising or complimenting. No, that is the tradition of man's life under rulers. That is what it is addressing. That in the history of man's life on this earth, false rulers, that is what it is addressing. And that we should change from that, turn from that. When you go to Saudi Arabia, what do you see? When the king comes in, Hayakum Allah ya Azi Kabira. So that is what you hear. They start praising him. And then a group of poets will come up and they will start saying rhythms and the rhymes to it. And he is sitting up like nothing can touch him. He is unreachable after all of that stuff. So he is saying, you don't know me. You are nothing. All you say doesn't move me at all. I got you before you came here, and I'll have you when you leave. I don't need your flattery. I don't need any of that. But if you don't give it, investigate him. You probably need to lock him up or kill him. So you come back up and you sit down and you start reciting in the right way. That is this we have been given. The rule is not for them. It is for God. And then you say, now you are ready for peace. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alayyahun nabi. And I have been reconciled with your life and your spirit, O messenger, O prophet, prayers and the peace be upon you. So I greet you with peace beyond you and the mercy and the blessings of God. I know you are deserving of it because God has reconciled me with your soul, your life, and your spirit. Then you say, As-salamu alayni wa ali ibadullahi salahin. Peace be on us because of you and on the righteous servants of God. Alani, aren't we the righteous servants of God? Why do we say wa ala ibadullahi salahin? Because these are righteous servants out there among the Christians and among the Jews and other people. And we wish them peace too. Isn't that beautiful? When you really know what you are practicing, it is salvation. Its beauty is what will make us comfortable with other good people all around the world and make them comfortable with us. If you just take them my commentary, it will open up the world to you. People won't fear you. They will love you. Now, I'm ready to be a witness that qualifies you to be a witness. I witness there is nothing but the one God. Only the one God could have brought us to this excellent position in the world. That's the truth. Abraham is the father of it. Now we can say, now we are true witnesses. How can the people behave like they are behaving in the Islamic world? Be a witness that Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, is what he is. You can't be a witness. How can you see what he is doing, what you do? It tells us you don't know what he is. You don't see what he is. You don't know this prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. They don't know him. We know him. Allahu Akbar. So do you know you can stop right there and say As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and that can finish your prayers? That is the farad of your prayers? That you come to that position and witness that the one God, witness Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and say, As-salamu alaykum Warakman Tula, because the knowledge puts you in the position to give peace to the conscious world on the right and the unconscious world on the left of those who follow their knowledge and those who follow by habit. You can give both of them peace upon that authority that you have achieved by following the discipline of the knowledge, the guidance of God to that conclusion that there is but one God in Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, a mortal human being, is his messenger, not an angel, not a Gnostic, not a divine person who lives separate from the world. No, a mortal man who had wives and swept the floor for them and go out and shop for them in the market, him by himself, not with an entourage. Do you know Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was that powerful man over the whole state of the Muslims and would walk out and go shopping in the market, and they would see him there shopping for groceries and things to take back home? Jesus, Muslim, to believe as a sign of human possibility. So Fitra is Christ's nature. That was our prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, a wonderful creation. And that is us, if you understand that it is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be. That is why it is a model for us. He wants us to grow in that light and in that pattern of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, life, and all of that was given to the world before Jesus Christ as a sign of it. Take up his burden, take up his cross, and identify his life, Christ in Christ and Christ in us. It said that if a Muslim does not believe in Christ Jesus, he is not truly a Muslim. He is ignorant of his own identity, because to believe in Jesus Christ is to believe in yourself. It is to believe in the possibility for your own self. If God puts his spirit and his word into you, you should be able to become Christ's nature. And we agree in that, but we don't call it Christ's nature. We call it Fitra. So the original life pattern and discipline that God established in creating human beings, for them to evolve into it, to hunger for it, to struggle and work hard for it, until you arrive there. The prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, when he arrived there, he said, God, here I am. He did not say, there I am. He did not say, I am with you now. He said, I am here. Here I am, O Lord, meaning I'm finally in my own self. I'm finally established as you want me to be established in my own self. So here I am. I hope you get it clearly. I'm giving it clearly, but sometimes you are not the solar system. You are with a comet, and it is just going fast as hell through everything. So I can't communicate to a comet, but I can sure communicate to a member in the family of stars or planet, but not that alien who is just flying, going headlong to where he doesn't know until he burns out or crashes upon the earth somewhere. He stops dead. Many of us are like that. Don't become so confident in your own thinking and mind. Always take the position that it is possible that I can be guided more or better. No matter how much you achieve, that is my position now. And I believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me the whole reality. Joshua is sitting on the throne of authority. So we finish in Joshua, it means you are sitting on the throne of authority, and every one of us is supposed to be able to say our prayers and come to that conclusion, aren't we? So what is that saying? Every tub shall sit on its own bottom. Isn't it with the book says, It has to be fulfilled. The Quran comes to complete everything that came before. Every man shall have his own vine and fig tree, and every tub shall set on its own bottom. So this is the independence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for each and every one of us. Free our minds and hearts and souls to live at peace with one another on this planet Earth. And he wants us to live in the light, not in the darkness. And all of us can come to that light just following the way of our prophet, prayers, and the peace be upon him. Lastly, what do we say? We say, oh Allah, make Muhammad, prayers, and the peace be upon him, successful. Because this is the man. We recognize him, so we pray for his success. Make him successful and make his followers successful, as you did for Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Bless Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Bless him means not only the spiritual life, but also the material life as you blessed Abraham. And the followers of Abraham, surely in all the world, you are the most worth of praise or the most praised, and you are the most famous. Don't we follow people because they are famous? We follow fame. No, God is the most famous. And if they want to get up right now, what do? They use the ones who are famous, or they seduce us with the possibility that we will become famous and take us off course, feed us into destruction if we buy it. So this is a wonderful prayer. Elijah Muhammad helped whites and used fishing for blacks. And look how God spoke through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man who couldn't see. He said the Muslim prayer is the best form of prayer. He wrote it and put it in the writing, even though he was not instructing us to pray that way. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said many things. I know he said it and didn't know the full ramifications. He didn't know the full power of what he was saying, but he said those things. This is how God is. God speaks to whomever he wants to speak through. And certainly he spoke a lot to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In fact, he healed the white race who are healed. His medicine was the most powerful for healing them. What he gave was the best medicine for healing the white race here and all over the world. Fish deceive that he's being fed to feed you. So what he had to us, what he gave to us, was the best trick for getting the people to come from ignorance to the right way. What he said was, he was fishing, right? He said, go out and fish the dead in. So what was that saying? Fish, a fish is deceived. You make the fish think you are feeding him, but if he eats what you're giving him, he gets hooked, and you bring him in, and you eat him. So you deceive him to make him think he is being fed, but really, he is going to feed you, right? And Mr. Farad, this is what he had in mind. I'm going to give them something that they think is good for them, but I'm going to hook them, and Wallace is going to get them one day, and they are going to be feeding us. You will make a real nice meal on this new table. So they were fishing, meaning searching, trying to search and find what will bring the life to them, right? So they were searching to find what will bring the life to God in these people. But they were doing it through the spirit and the emotional side, not the rational side. Isn't that the average church preaching right now? They are trying to get the people to come to God by working their spiritual, emotional side to get you to come to God. So they are not following Jesus Christ. He said, throw that net on the right side, not to fish in the blind water of the people, but fish in the light of their reasoning, their understanding, and that is to fulfill with Muhammad, prayers, and the peace be upon him, and Al-Islam. Over and over again it says, don't you have brain? Don't you use your brain? This is in the Quran. You should understand that you were created with brain. Don't you use them? Should you ignore the brain that God has created you with? This is an argument of the Quran over and over again. Don't you know that you should use the brain that you are created with? These brains are what makes you superior to other creatures. Your special human brain makes you superior to all other life. So don't you want to use your brain? And you men of truth can come from Arabia, where Abraham established the first house, Kaaba. As light comes out of Mecca, east of Jerusalem, it comes to the west. Prophet said, to the angels, your knowledge is of the nature of fire. Fire burns things, twists, deteriorates, breaks loose, disintegrates. The prophet fire is different from fire that it doesn't destroy the form of things, reveal the form of things. Allah is not going to change the human nature to make the human an angel or spook. God isn't going to force a devil to come back into good form. He is going to shine the light on the devil to let the world and the devil see that he is out of form. When light puts up the rule, day, sun, moon. So first you have to have the light of conscience that shines in the dark. You can't see your way, but you got a light of obedience, truth lit in your mind. And it'll keep the light on until the sun comes up. So when the sun comes up, the moon takes a back seat. Sometimes the moon survives the night and is out with the sun. East means beginning of mind. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, lightning walk, then stop. Matthew 24:27, as lightning shines out of the east. So when you get there, the Holy Ghost will tell you what to say, meaning that spontaneously you will have a spontaneous illumination. Your illumination will be spontaneous as the lightning flashes out of the east, even unto the west. So lightning is spontaneous illumination. It gives you vision for a little while. So you see it cuts off. See how clear it is now? It starts from the east. The east is symbolic of what? The baby stage, the beginning, the drawing of the mind. So the east is the drawing of the mind. West, darkness, but it's going to take you all the way to the west. It's going to take you to the point where you will want to see beyond this world. To see beyond this world, the spiritual light has to go out. The sun has to set. Then you will seek the universe on the back pattern, black pattern, on the law of the heavens, right? Now, when you get that understanding from the law of the heavens, understand that it is not to go up there. It is to be applied down here, right? Say they wanted to see God manifest in body. So he punished them with lightning, right? So with the lightning bolt, he punished them. So the sun urge that will bring us into knowledge. Jesus said it will bring us into knowledge, didn't he? He said the light will shine out of the east even unto the west. So if your attitude is right, if you're orientated rightly, then that spontaneous burst of this rational urge, the intelligent urge, will eventually bring you to see the emotional urge is not playing as my leader. It will not take me into the proper plane. I have to give up that. Must die. I'm going to go away, right? Must go away so that the spirit of truth will come unto you. So when you close your eyes and you set your eyes to the light of your own intellect, which is emotional in essence, it feeds your emotional, whether you know it or not. It feeds by your emotions. So the urge in you to know, so that you say, I don't want to go for what I want. I will be done, God, not mine. Closed eyes stop urge to see material world. Yes. So when you close your eyes or stop the urge to see the material world, and you want to see the will of God, not the world, but the will of God, then the spontaneous urge comes back against lightning, brings bad omen. It brings bad consequences, and listening and lightning brings good consequences. So that's why one lightning is bad and the other is good. So in the New Testament, the lightning that to show you how Jesus came back is good. But the lightning that hurts the people, see, God manifests his body in the body. That was a curse. It was bad. So when you close your eyes to your own self world and your own self-interest, and you try to reconcile yourself with the will of God in the dark of your own vision, close your eyes to your own vision, then God causes that inner urge, that's what it's called, cognition. Look it up in the dictionary if you don't know. That word, cognition, is a word or term of just what we are talking about. The natural urge in the intellect to see and understand cognition. So the cognition they give you the creative cognition flower, the carnation flower, pardon me, special occasions, right? So it has something to do with that, coronation, incarnation. No. Coronation is the opposite of this. Pardon me. Cognition is different. Always cognition, then it is urged that the first manifest as, that's ignition. Ignition is the spark of things, to speak of things to the beginning of an ending. Lightning, intuition. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 20, walk only in thunder and lightning. So lightning refers to intuitive light of man. I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me shall guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham and see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance in creation? The guidance for any form of life is in its created body. Is that not right? Science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of that form of life. The guidance is in its creation, in its form. So that is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at the treatment. It is scientific. So the guidance is in the created thing. So that is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no, you are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced, wealthy witch doctor. Here I'm coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika Fasawa Kadira Fahada. In four steps he created, then he balanced everything. That is the law, and things are balanced. So it means those things are governed by laws, Kadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. It might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might by some other activity come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it for peace. So it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for guidance, it strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains, that is what the term Qadira is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. So there is the guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on, and now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. I really like the word Prophet Abraham gave. He told the big ruler, the one who created me shall guide me. And that's a good way to get another view. Look at Abraham to see him a little clearer. So where is the guidance? In creation. The guidance for any form of life is in its created body. Is that not right? So science is the guidance for treating all forms of life from the study of that form of life. So the guidance is in its creation, in its form. So that is where the guidance is. That's why just anybody can't be a doctor. You can't guess at the treatment. It is scientific. The guidance is in its created thing. So Qadira refers to strain of mind that leads to guidance. So this is what Abraham was telling this arrogant ruler. You think you know everything, but no. You are ignorant. You are following guesswork. You are nothing but an advanced wealthy witch doctor coming with the truth, and you have false magic. The one who created me shall guide me. And that's the meaning of Kalika Fasawa Qadira Fahada. In four steps, he created them. He balanced everything. So that is the law of things are balanced. It means those things are governed by laws, Qadira. Then he empowered the intellect. That is talking about the intellect, but the same thing happened with creation itself. God has created matter so it comes willingly or unwillingly to the order that God intends for it. So if it is not in agreement, then there is a strain in the matter to conform to the law intended for that matter. So it might explode and then find its adjustment, or it might by some other activity come to its adjustment. But it is going to come to its adjustment because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it all for peace, so it has to have its peace. So for the intellect straining for the guidance, the intellect strains and strains with issues that the intellect wants to see in some kind of rational order or agreement. The intellect strains and strains, that is what the term Qadira is referring to. And after a while, the light comes on. It happens and the intellect knows this is the answer. So this is how it's supposed to be settled, or this is how this is supposed to be stated or composed, etc. And with that is the guidance. There is the guidance, and the intellect will keep working with it after the light has been turned on in a mysterious way, intuition, cognition, etc. So the light is on now, and the intellect begins to work on what it saw. So lightning symbolizes people following intuitive but not revelation. So those who won't follow revelation and follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit, and it goes off, and they are at a standstill. the same God who gave you, the same God that gave you the intuitive power also gave you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time he will give you revelation, revealed knowledge that came to the prophets, as we know. Say to the rejecters of faith, I do not worship what you worship, and you are not worshiping what I worship. And I'm not worshiping what you worship, or I am not worshiping what you are set upon worshiping. It is a little stronger here. And you are not worshiping what I worship, so for you, your way, your deen. For me, my deen. And you notice my deen has not the possessive letter Y on it. It just has this kashara E vowel. Why? Because this is not an individual religion. It is a universal religion of mankind. So it is not nice for us to say in this particular discussion with rejectors, my religion, with some kind of special pride or some kind of special sense of possession. No, it's a religion of mankind. So play down your possession of it. Do not put the long vowel double E on it. Just put the little vowel, Kasarai. Don't say my holding is long, but say my real quickly and keep going. Like some people say, my God, that is too long. He is not just your God. He is our God. Ukud means of not, your firm conviction, resolution. So you accept what he says, and you find yourself breaking the law. You wake up one morning and God, and you say, good God, I have broken all the law. I didn't know I had slipped into this kind of thinking. So the word ukud here is from the Arabic root word ukada, which means a knot. And this is firm conviction, meaning your resolution or firm conviction. And I seek refuge from the harm or the evil of the envier when he envies. So these are prayers. They are chapters, but they are also prayers. I would advise you to pray these prayers. This world is too much for us. We cannot manage it. But God will help us. His help that he gives is to help all. This is universal. So every society has come under the influence or has been tempted, by the Satan, and every society has had its magic and its witchcraft. So another chapter says, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind of all people. So you see every one of these verses, we are calling on God himself. They are directing to God, and the Quran says to be not of the kafir or the rejecters of faith. Be not of the shirk, the polytheists declaring the oneness of God. Here it is a must to have protection from the Lord of the dawn. So we know this is daybreak, light. We say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the light. So this is the Lord of the light. It is not just light created, but the Lord of the light, the creator, the Lord of the light, or the one who started the light. So the one who caused light to be. So he is the one to progress that light, to take that light from beginning to the end, stage by stage. It is a progression for the light. Now, so something interrupts that order to bring about darkness or confusion in the progression of the light, I should turn to the one who started the light in the first place, because he is also the Lord of the light. So we mentioned earlier the Bible says that there would be a famine, not a famine of food, but a famine of hearing the word of God. So the Bible also says that darkness would cover the whole earth. So the Quran says, say, I seek refuge with the Lord of humanity, mankind. It is commonly used of this word, net, means all people. Lord of mankind is a better term, because humanity refers to human people, refined or people living in accord with their best motivations. So in accord with their inherent excellence, so humanity is not necessarily all people. All people have the gift of humanity, but it doesn't mean that they all have it. And that is because they are not awakened to it, or they don't accept it. But this is all people. So I just wanted to correct myself. So this is not humanity, it is all people or mankind. So those who won't follow revelation and they follow nothing but the intuitive light, they are those who wait for the thunder and the lightning, and when it flashes, and when the lightning flashes, they walk a little bit. But it goes off and they are at a standstill. The same God that gave you the intuitive power also gives you revelation. So don't be satisfied with just that. Still seek God, and in time he will give you revelation. Lightning, thunder, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 20, walk only at thunder and lightning. As-salamu alaykum to you again, and Ramadan Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the revelation of Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, to all mankind, especially to the believers of the followers of the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. In Quranic Arabic, kana as-susu ala ma'i. Kana as-susu ala ma'i. Translated, the throne was established before on the water. So with that revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad, their intentions become bad. Intention instead of good, the bad people get into the picture and get into control. It does not always mean because it is condemned, and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation, that natural situation is bad. It is only there to let us know that a terrible thing has happened, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time. But because of design by the shaitan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced it with another. So he placed it with another in accordance with his plan, or accordance with the development of human life. As he progresses, as human progresses and the development progresses, in what was used in the past is not best for the new situation, where people's lives was exempt from needing that kind of help or support was getting before, had advanced when it mandated or required a more advanced or a more progressive situation. So church life is trouble for African Americans. Some people, because of habit and because of something corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something they know teach human life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, wants for it. And they just continue on of habit, sometimes continue out of greed, and sometimes just in ignorance, they continue to exploit human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people, and I hate to put down the church, but on the whole, church life is bad for African Americans. I do not like to say it. Them in the water, I'll make you fishermen of men. And God says that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it, and he says in Quranic Arabic, Wasiya kashuru semewati wa adi, translated, his throne extends over the heavens and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for the administration or for the rule of human society on this planet Earth. It is progressing in the time when it depends on fishing in the water of human sensitivity. So in the Bible, God showed Jesus Christ beginning his mission. And he went out and he called fishermen to come and support his mission. They were fishing from the boat in the water. And he told them to follow me, and I will teach you how to become fishermen of men. So fishing in human emotion means the intelligence is limited to reflex. Again, here we see Muhammad, present and peace be upon his life and mission, and Christ Jesus' life and mission parallel here. They are very similar. They are running together in that they have the same purpose and the same plan, so to speak. So Jesus and I will make you fishermen of men. He was taking them to the land. And what he was saying in that one little statement is that people who depend on or working on the human feelings and sensitivity, the people they convert to their leadership or to their way are not men. They are like fish. So fish's characteristics or his life is used as a symbol or as a parable, so to speak, is characteristics of the quick response, what we call reflex activity. So when we are describing people as fish, that is what we are saying. They are on that level where their mind, their intellect is reflex. If you touch me, I'll say, who is that? What is going on? That is reflex. Fish, when you notice them in a bowl or if you have seen them swim in a pond or something, they are under reflex. They go in one direction until something gets their attention. Then they quickly respond to it. They either go to it or go away from it. The fishes are known for reflex activity, reflex responses. So walk only in thunder and lightning. So the people who are giving a religion or a religious message or preaching that wants to arouse your feelings and emotions over a period of generations, the people themselves become fish reflex. And if you speak to them, the brain muscles for rational insight are not there. So when you speak to them, they are non-responsive. And when you speak to them or give their mind something that requires them to use reason, that kind of state in the human intelligence is described as thunder and lightning. So the light of intelligence is on for a short while, like when the lightning flashes, is not on for too long. But sometimes the flashes, so bright at night, you can see with what is happening around you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it flashes and it goes away, and in the dark, and you are in the dark again. They have to stop and cannot proceed. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 223, women is man's tiller. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayat 21, garden, the width of the sky and the earth. So whatever man creates is the creation of God also. That is what is of lasting value, comes from God's creation. God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. So the great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. So the study of man's development as a thinker or as a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, possess man's interaction showing the two concerns working together as mates to address relevancy of a timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he created for man's mate of the same nature the one refers to, that is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also that man's female counterpart is man's tillah. A tillah is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. And another Quranic reference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creator says the size of the garden created for man to engage with his heart and with his intelligence is as the size of the expanse of the skies and the earth, the universe. Everything, relevancy, many critics of religion, and especially scripture, Bible, and Quran, they say that the thing that people build their life on in religion and what was revealed or what came to them through their prophets who received revelation has little or no relevancy now in this modern time or in the world. So relevancy means important meaning. The relevancy for man in times past, present, and in the future is understood by recalling how progress for the nation and recorded histories and explained as a result of resourceful earth and universe engaged by human hearts and human brains. This is what we learn from history of man and his role in the universe or in the material world. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, 6, 6, 6, fuel, fire, fuel is men and stone. So man shouldn't put so much importance on his rational ability to the point that he forgets something stronger. Fire burns up his rational ability. Greeks and the Romans were destroyed by the fires of their emotion. So the cultural environment becomes so full with emotion that they become romantic. So the process goes from rationalism to romanticism. So this is a trend in man's intellectual experiences. He comes into a period of rational life. They set up so rigid like a stone, no sensitivity. So when man comes up out of the crude nature, when nature evolves the man, his first contact with logic is not a stony one. Not arrogant, he is humble. But in time, he becomes arrogant and says, I'm the God, evolved out of the matter. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, we see it grows on earth and the pattern of its development. It was a seed, and certain kinds of plants revealed its very seed. People begin to identify the academic rational growth with the flight of the land and identify the emotional makeup with the life of the sea, fish. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear, fire, fuel, men and stone. And he also says, wataka nira, and also fear and have the consciousness for hellfire, al-nura, hellfire. So you know we have to be conscious of God. The highest idea for us to conceive and the greatest good for us to conceive but also fire. And I use the wonder. I use the wonder. Why God says have this taqwa for fire? So the hellfire is good fire if it's not designed for sinners or not used for sinners. See, the same fire that we used to cook food with is also will cook a sinner. It will cook sins out of a sinner. So it is not the fire itself that's bad. It's the purpose for which it has been kindled. So if it's been kindled to cook sinners, then that is bad fire. So hell, Satan, have an ending. So Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 24, fear the fuel, pardon me, fear the fire, fuel is men and stone. Revelation 20:13, hell delivered the dead. So fire burns man's stones and Satan. That is the Satan. He deserves to be killed, and he's dying, struggling to stay here, but he's going to go. If there is going to come an end to hell, they must be going to come to an end to Satan. And the Bible and the Quran tells you there is going to be a time when hell is going to be done away with. When hell will give up the dead, it has no more job. So the Bible says hell is going to give up the dead, and Satan is going to be done away with too. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Satan? There is coming a fire that you are not in control of, and the fire that is coming, it burns up men and stones. So hard stone, the Gemini, the stone of Satan. So before God's truth, what is Satan? A stone. You stone him, don't you, on hard. It means he is stone. He has no light to respond to. He does not respond at all. He is just like a stone that can't respond at all. He becomes dead like a stone, coarse, rough, immovable. You can't move it. Feelings in a stone. It's just solid. It defies. It will break before it responds to touch and something that is Satan. So this is why the Quran says, or I should say hint, God revealed that the Satan will be burned up in the fire. So he is stone. So the fire is not only just for man. It is for man and stone, the hell fire. What else is it saying to Satan? Believe me, Satan hears. It is saying, you build a world that can burn up the souls of the people, or burn the souls of the people, burn their life out of them, burn their life up. But God has the power to create a fire bigger and much stronger than yours. It will also burn you up. So Satan is not going to create the fire that will burn him up. So he's like a stone. He walks through the fire and he comes out. He might be smoking a little bit, but that is all. His form is not burnt up. He can walk and live in the fire and survive the fire that he makes for others because he has become stone. God tells him, you think that you are safe from fire, from your fire, yes. But God is going to bring about a fire that is going to burn up not only man, but also stone. So for the devil and all of his followers, the devil is used in the singular and plural in both the Bible and the Quran. Shaitan is a plural word for Satan. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 24. Fear the fire fuel is men and stone. Taqwa is sacred respect for Allah's family. What is taqwa? According to the language of Quran, when we see its meaning in English, it is sacred respect, translated regard, reverence, sacred respect for God. Firstly, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for close family ties. Secondly, so God says in his holy book, revealed as the last book to Muhammad the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, family has first priorities in the book of God. How do we understand that? When I said God was the first priority. So that is because God obligates you to have the family as number one priority in your life. God ordered that. Where did that command come from? It came from God. So if you obey, if you also obeying the first priority, so you are respecting the first priority, and that is to have God as your first priority. Since God is the Muslim's priority, and God says in his book, family has first right, that is the exact meaning or translation. So this is talking about community life, isn't it? It is not talking about heaven or at God's throne, no. Talking about in man's community, in man's life, as a community or on this with people living and having to work with people in that community situation. Family has first rights. And isn't that how man's world started? Man went out and became a producer, productive, a worker to take care of his family. So that is the way. The history of man as a worker and as an industrial person. God is telling us just that. To understand your life, you should know how you got started on this earth. Family has first right. So taqwa, behavior, is a sacred priority. Following the most important priority in daily life of Muslims as a number of priorities, and we mentioned taqwa. We have to have taqwa for God. We have taqwa for the close family ties. And we have to have taqwa for our behavior. But understand, we are not immediately made to see behavior as this sacred priority. So we are not immediately made to see that. The expression in the Quran is given in these Arabic words, al-taqanira. Al-taqanira. In English it is respect hellfire. So if we take it to mean fire literally, every living thing by nature respects fire. Fire has such an important part in progress in family life, tribal life, and community life that some men made the mistakes of thinking that the sun or fire as God. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 25. We had this before. The Quran Surah 7, Ayah 25. Earth created you from it, and you will return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that he has made the earth a place for you to be gathered. From it he brought you. To it he returned you. And he promised that he will raise you up again from it. It is in the Quran, but it is also in other scriptures. So the Quran in this line of communication or revelation, God said, there in the earth you will find the fulfillment of all your aspirations. There you will find the answer to the fulfillment of all of your aspirations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't create us to aspire for something outside of the reality of this creation that he made. If you want to become alienated from his creation, from his plan and his reality that he made for our reality, so this flesh body, you are losing yourself, and you will never find your own self. You will be lost from your own reality. So this flesh body, you are losing yourself and you'll never find your own self. You'll be lost from even your own self. But if you want to find all of your hopes for the fulfillment of your life inside of this realm or inside of this context we call the objective world, earth, etc., you are on the right track and you will grow and grow in more achievements and in more happiness. Salakallahu Gadeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihi Ubay. We think we will continue this tomorrow, pardon me, next Wednesday and Thursday, inshallah. It only means that it pleases God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Marad Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, as-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.